Namaskar, this is Dharaveda Pragyananda, and we have another episode of DharmaCast. And today I want to talk about a subject, and the name of the episode will be, Is There Such a Thing as Evil? Now, you may think this is a kind of a crazy concept, because of course there's evil. I mean, you just look at the history of the, especially of the 20th century and of the wars and the atrocities and the things that humans have done, and you will say, surely there must be something like evil around. So the reason why, you know, this is a strange topic, but I'll just want to put it into a context. Every month I visit a person in a prison in Illinois, and we go there, and I go to that meeting, and we talk about spiritual things. He's learned meditation. He's a very sincere practitioner of Tantra Yoga, and we talk about philosophy and spirituality and so many things. Well, he has a roommate who is a Catholic, a strict Catholic. And one day, the same day that I was going to see my friend in the prison, his roommate was receiving a visitor, and she was like a Catholic, you can say, spiritual advisor, kind of like, in the same, analogous to me. You know, I'm a tantric monk giving spiritual guidance, and he had his Catholic counterpart talking to him. And it was at the same time, all the prisoners come out into like what they call it, the prisoner's cafe. You know, and they're at different tables. You know, I'm with my friend, and then the other guy is with his friend, and there were other people there also. So at the end of the session, I went out, and she went out at the same time. And when we were leaving the prison, she confided to me, there's so much evil in that place. And that struck me as odd, because I never looked at it that way, first of all, because of the encounter that I have there is a very uplifting and inspiring one, because my friend in the prison is very ardent in his spirituality, and we have great philosophical discussions. It's very inspiring for him, for me too. I enjoy it. You know, it's something I enjoy, and I look forward to it, and so does he. So she said, there's so much evil in that place. So that's one reason. It just didn't strike me. My experience is not like that. And secondly, it's because of the yogic conception of evil and the devil and all these things. So I want to read a passage from my guru, Sri Sri Anandamurti, what he has to say about that. So he says, now you see that many people are under the impression that there is a Satan. No, there is no Satan. The singular entity, Paramapurusha, or God, plays with the universe with the help of his two forces. We may say two cardinal forces or two vital forces, and they are the demi-causal matrix. These two forces are the demi-causal matrix. And one force, the centripetal one, is known as vidya. And the centrifugal one is known as avidya. This avidya is Satan. Satan is not an independent entity, and it can never challenge the authority of God. You take shelter. You try to ensconce yourself with the supreme entity. There will be no Satan before you. No Satan can challenge your authority. No Satan can challenge the authority of a devotee. Paramapurusha, the supreme entity within you, will always help you. He will always help you. It is his duty to help you. So you are never alone. You are never helpless. And you are always with the supreme entity. You are the strongest personality of the entire universe. Do not be affected. Do not be assaulted by any complex, inferiority, superiority, defeatist, or any complex. You hail from the noblest family of the universe. Paramapurusha is your father. And this was a discourse he gave in May 1979 in Stockholm, Sweden. So I'll go over that a little bit. What he said is that a very important thing is that you cannot have, if you have monotheism, you cannot have a separate entity, Satan, or, you know, evil, the personification of evil, which is a counterpart to God or separate from God. So what the yogis say is that no, it's not like that. Basically, God is playing a sport creating himself, creating the universe out of himself. But in order to make this work, he has to take use of two forces. So one is a centrifugal force. He throws the ball out. The ball is thrown out. And what is that? It's going away from the nucleus. So going away from the nucleus means going from consciousness to matter, from subtlety to gross things. And that's the force of avidya, or ignorance. Vidya really means, it also means knowledge. So avidya is ignorance. And that we'll get back to the jail when we analyze that. So whenever you go into darkness, you go away, you start to forget where your origin was, and you're immersed in the materiality. That's avidya. You become ignorant of what your true stature is. So that's avidya. So that's one force that's there. It's in the universe. But there's another force that's also there, and that's called the centripetal force. And the centripetal force is the force that's going back to the nucleus. It's going from darkness to light, or from matter into spirit. And that force is in the universe too. And that's called vidya, vidya shakti, so the force of knowledge. And so the universe is just a battle. It's just an interplay, you could say. It's a battle, but it's an interplay of these two forces. And they're always at work. So sometimes when the avidya force seems to be, you know, in dominance, then we say, yo, that's what evil is. And that's when we see the manifestation of bad things happening. But these two forces are everywhere, and they're even within each person. So suppose you have an inkling, oh, tonight I'm going to do a lot of good meditation. But then another thought comes up, and then you say, yeah, I'm going to go out and to all hours of the night, we'll get drunk and we'll get wasted. And, you know, so that's there too. And then, so there's a battle. And then the good force, or the vidya force, says, no, I should really do this meditation. I can do that party for another time. It's not, you know. So anyway, there's decisions that have to be made, and battles that have to be fought. And so there's no such thing as absolute evil. It's just, there's just a battle going on, a struggle going on. So what's happening in that jail there? Yeah, there's all kinds of personalities there, and some of them have been immersed, overcome by the avidya, and they've had some, you know, bad things happen, and their life is in a little bit of a mess, and they end up in that prison, but not because they're the personification of evil. They are evil, and they're thinking evil, and everything about them is evil. Nobody, even the person you think is the most vile criminal, he's not 100% avidya. There's vidya also. In each person, there's that other potentiality is there. And that's why it's very important for us to give respect as humans to all people, regardless of their situation, their economic status, their social status, and even their past actions. We can't just judge them or say that they're always going to be like that, and we have to do our best to bring that force of vidya shakti, make that alive in their life, and then they will turn that corner. So that's why I would never think that. You know, I know a lot of bad things can happen in these kind of institutions, but don't think that it's the pit of the evil. It's not. And don't think anybody in this world is 100% evil. It's not. And don't think that there's some giant devil that's out to spoil this world, and he's just as strong as God. No, God is one. There is only one God. It's really what the yogis have said. There's only one. There's one supreme entity. And just that out of our ignorance, we fail to understand that. And this universe is just a play. avidya, avidya. The fight is going on, the battle is going on, the struggle is going on. It's a divine drama. I spoke about this in a previous podcast. It's just a divine drama. We have to play our parts, but we have to take help of the vidya shakti. And the way you take help of the vidya shakti is to engage in more and more subtle pursuits. Do kirtan, chanting, do meditation, do study of inspiring literature. Hang out, stay with the people who are also on that path, and then you will enhance the vidya shakti in your life. And this question of evil, you'll laugh at it when people say, oh, that's evil in that place. There's no evil there. It's just the battle is going on in every place. In some places we see light, or some places it's darkness. In some place we see knowledge, some place we see ignorance. That's all it is. So that's why I was struck by that remark of that person. There's so much evil. No, there's not so much evil there. There are also shining souls of God inside that prison. And it's just our job to awaken that shining nature, that God nature, which is within every human being. So that's what I wanted to say. So no, there's no such thing as absolute evil in this world. It's just, if you go deep into it, you'll understand that these two forces of the same one God are there. And it's not like one God first facing an adversary. There is no adversary in this case. So that's all I wanted to say. Maybe it's a short subject, but a very important one. And the reason why it's emphasized is that we should not have the sinning psychology, like to think, oh, I am a sinner, I am bad, I'm evil. Don't think this, don't ever think this. Just think that you are the son, you are the daughter of a great father, a great mother. You are in a great family, and you're going to go to a great destiny. So thank you very much, and come again. This is DharmaCast. You can hear us at dharmacast.com, or subscribe to the podcast, or any other way that you want to listen. And so come again, and namaskar.